This is CPR News and KRCC. I'm Mike Lamp. Colorado cities are expected to allow thousands more housing units under a set of new laws. CPR's Andrew Kenny reports on what happens next.
Passing state laws on land use was just the beginning. Now, a lot of Colorado cities will have to start changing their laws, too. For example, some will have about a year to get rid of parking requirements for some new development, and even longer to start allowing more residential density near transit lines.
On that 10-year, on that 15-year horizon, how many more units are going to be built because of this? I think it's going to be in the tens of thousands.
That's Representative Stephen Woodrow, a supporter of the land use reforms. I'm Andrew Kenny, CPR News.
The Denver Public School Board is expecting to close or consolidate more schools because of declining enrollment. The board talked about how and when to do that. Board member Scott Esserman.
All of us are highly conscious of the fact that we're going to have to close schools, that we're going to have to consolidate schools, that we're going to have to bring communities together.
Policy would distribute the burden of closures across all school types, including independently run charter schools. An environmental advocate from New Mexico is accused of breaking Colorado's lobbying laws. Stephen Capro spent a couple of days in February trying to convince lawmakers to pass a bill related to wolf reintroduction, but he failed to register as a professional lobbyist, even though he runs his own environmental advocacy organization. Capra said it was an innocent mistake. It's wildfire season in Colorado, and residents are urged to use caution. Wildfires can ignite in dry grass and high winds. Aurora Fire Chief Alec Auten has suggestions for preventing fires.
Don't throw cigarette butts or, you know, make sure your chains on your trailer are tied up, right? Anything that can produce a spark and create a grass fire is super important to pay attention to.
Three of Colorado's largest wildfires occurred in recent years. The Cameron Peak, East Troublesome, and Pine Gulch fires were in 2020. The state's most destructive wildfire was 2021, the Marshall Fire. This is CPR News and KRCC.